I should have had your camera on.
Oh.
Maybe that's okay. Okay. Shop Around. Okay. Written by a 20-year-old Smokey Robinson. Now, here, this number.
This is going to be good.
Bespeaks of the vision Berry Gordy had for the label, okay? I told you earlier he went into jazz clubs and got these jazz musicians out of there and brought them over to Hitsville to be session musicians, okay? We said that earlier. Mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye, at the very beginning of his career over there, he wanted to be a crooner. He wanted to be Nat King Cole. He wanted to be Frank Sinatra. Well, to his chagrin, Smokey and Barry turned him around from all of that. Stubborn Kind of Fella was really a jazz song before it became what it became, okay? Well, Smokey, he wasn't devoid from that as well. You know, you got to understand something. There was jazz, which has the blues, component and the, kind of companion genre to it as well. Blues and jazz. Then you have rhythm and blues, which really came out of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had rock and roll, which was stolen out of rhythm and blues. Now, and with rock and roll and rhythm and blues, there is the racial component there, of course. Now, with this new label in Detroit, full of black artists and black musicians and everyone involved being black, you had a good number of them that still kind of wanted to be jazzy and bluesy. Smokey writes this blues song, and the blues song is called Shop Around, and they record this blues number. You see, you got to understand something, Planet Earth. You know that version that we just played, but that was not the only one original version. There is another version out there, an older original version. And boy, if you can find that, you probably won't have to work for the rest of your life if you can find it in pristine condition.
Okay, you said the old version. Is that more of a bluesy?
That's the bluesy version.
Now, they, and
what, and it was, I mean, released.
What I'm hearing from you, with all of these genres and subgenres, the difference is the beat or the rhythm. In a lot of cases.
In a lot of cases, yes. But you know,
yeah, okay. If I slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got something different than what you were talking about.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
I got more of a blues down home.
See, and this was what I was talking about. See, that was the change in this generation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This modernization of American music that was pulling itself away from the jazz idiom. Okay? So he writes this blues version. It's recorded. It's put out. The stations are playing it. Well, one night at 3 a.m., 3 o'clock in the morning, Barry calls Smokey. And he's like, what do you want? He says, Shop Around's a hit. And he said, well, good. That's good. I'm glad to know that it's a hit. He said, the station's all over town playing it. He said, good, good. And he said, I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. I don't like the beat. I don't like the rhythm. I don't like the melody. And I want to record it. And I want to re-record it. He said, re-record it. He said, it's a hit. You just said it's a hit. And it's selling. And then the stations, all the radio stations are playing it right now. Barry said, I don't care about that. Okay. I want to re-record it. And then Smokey said, okay, well, you know, I'll give you a call in the morning and we'll set up a recording date. He said, no, we're going to record it right now. And he said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Barry said, I don't care about that. He said he called all the session musicians. He called everybody over at Hitsville. He told him, get yourself some coffee, get dressed, come down here. We're going to re-record it right now. And so he gets there.
That's cool.
He commiserates with Barry on the arrangements. Now, because it was so late, the piano player refused to come. He refused to come. So on that recording, that was Barry Gordy on piano. He played piano on that. Okay? Whoa. And then boom. So what I'm saying is the vision was not only just a pop sound or rhythm and blues sound, but Gordy had the vision. Yes, we are going to serve the black community, but while we're serving the black community and feeding that sonic blood memory of the diaspora to our people, at the same time, we're also going to make it sonically appealing to the white audience. Shoot, Stevie would talk about going to these gigs, and there would be the red rope, the red velvet rope. And this was in the South, in the house, okay? And from the point of view of the stage, the whites would be on the left and the blacks would be on the right. And sometimes the white boys would throw pot shots at the black boys, and the black boys would go back at them. There would be some fighting. And he said he had to stop. He had to stop playing a couple times and try to talk them out of it. Then one gig, he told a cop, take out the velvet rope. And then they argued with him a little bit. He said, no, take out the velvet rope. He told the audience, this is love music. We are going to join together in love. And then once they took it off, then everyone started commiserating and mingling. And this is what I couldn't believe in the South. He said black boys were dancing with young girls, with white girls, and white boys were dancing with black girls. And he said just for a little while, for the duration of that concert, everyone was on a harmonious high. And he said that's where he learned about the power of music.
Wow. Well said. We're back. Monday Night Madness. Wow.
Had you here, I treated you bad, wrong, my dear. And since, girl, since you went away, don't you know I sit around with my head loving you. I should I never, 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 never made you cry. And since, girl, since you've been gone, don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down and wonder who is loving you. Life without love is oh so lonely. I don't think that I come on home, girl. Come on and take it, because all I can do since you've been gone is cry. And if you and worry your pretty little head about what I do, don't you know I sit around all with my head hanging down and wonder who is
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. It's Monday Night Madness right here on Studio W, The Buzz. Who's loving you? One of my favorite, I love that song. I love, the original.
And that was the B-side to Shop Around.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There is a version of this song.
Yep, I know where we're going.
You know exactly where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, was it the Jackson 5 then?
It was the Jackson 5.
And Michael sung that?
Yes. And, the famous performance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1969. And, it has, you know, the younger generation since, they think it's a Jackson 5 song. And in a sense it is, because they recorded it. And, Smokey had heard, you know, that the young kids say, well, that's Michael Jackson's song. That's a Jackson 5 song. And even though Smokey wrote it, you know what Smokey says?
No.
He said, that's okay. I'll take that. Because for a version of something that you wrote to be that universally.
He's still going to get paid.
Of course. Yes. Of course. And that's a large part of that acceptance. We know this. That's a large part of that acceptance, but also just to, because he has watched the covers of that song ever since. And of course the Jackson 5 being the biggest one. And he said after that, everyone trying to, do it the way Michael, like in Vogue, did it as the prelude to Hold On To Your Love and so many other people. So he said, I'll take that.
Still getting paid. Just pay me. Oh, we've got more music. We have time. So much fun. Monday Night Madness on StudioWBuzz.com. Hey, please share with a friend. We have a few more minutes left. Hey, tell them go right directly to the website. Love for you to do that. StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Or let's make it easy for you. And this is anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. You can just type in studiow.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, simply, United States and abroad. So, anyway, Alexa, Apple, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, oh my goodness, Android, let's do this. Mighty good loving.
All right.
feel so fine. I am, that's a natural fact. When I get you by your hand, you gonna let me have your heart. A little girl, it's true, there'll be nothing you can do. Oh, but mighty good loving gets a hold on you. It's mighty good now.
This one.
I love you.
This was a fun one. All right. Hey, we're back. This is Monday Night Madness. You're hanging out with WB and the Professor of Pop Culture. And tonight, if you haven't guessed, we're featuring none other than the legend, I want to say legendary, of Smokey Robinson. I would say that is applicable. But anyway, yes, having fun, man, but I understand you have to get out of here, in a few, and, this one, thank you for putting this list together, Professor.
Oh, my pleasure.
And so next week, we former announcement needs to be repeated.
Okay.
Because next week
we are giving the entire album, all 9 tracks of Gasms, which will be released off of the TLR label on Friday, April 28th. Okay. And, check this out. The titles, the song titles, for Gasms are as follows. 9 new songs. Gasms, How You Make Me Feel. I Wanna Know Your Body. This is from an 83-year-old player now, okay? I Keep Calling You. Roll Around. Besides,
oh my goodness,
If We Don't Have Each Other. You Fill Me Up. I Fit In There.
Okay. All right. There was a comment earlier about him, okay.
This old lady said he needs to start worrying about adult daycare instead of worrying about Gasm.
Really? Okay.
And you say he's still doing it.
Hey, look.
The album says it for itself.
I'm not upset. Anyway, be right back after this. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And back to Monday Night Madness.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I am.
don't you go. But if you
You know, I would like to know, as a single, how many songs, how many were sold, how many album singles, but back then, a lot of 45s, we talked about a lot of 45s were being sold at that time. And I would think that the number would have surpassed or had outnumbered albums. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I think at some point in time, that all changed.
Here's a here's a benchmark. Here's a benchmark for you. Now, you're talking long before there was any Spotify, right? 2023, his music on Spotify today, 700 million streams. And you're talking about within the span of 63 years. So we still have folks that are still needing this music in their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. Beautiful. Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got more music coming up. Hey, so Monday Night Madness, sometimes we'll showcase a group. Sometimes we will showcase an individual artist. It could be practically anything from most genres of music. Tonight we happen to be showcasing none other than Smokey Robinson. And, of course, he started off with the Miracles, and we were talking about how all of this talent came from a concentrated, seemingly concentrated area.
Yes.
And it was amazing how they all came together in that one location, too.
Yeah, right. You know, just like Minneapolis, Laurel Canyon, the music scene of London, Liverpool. You know, it's just those areas where there are pockets of creativity. And I believe we have it here in Richmond, too.
Oh, you know? Yes. Well.
And we're all connected.
We're all connected.
Yes, sir.
Hey, got more music coming up.
Yes, the WB is going to take it from here. And next week, as I just want to reiterate one final time, all nine cuts of Gasms. We'll get through that. And then what will be after that? More Smokey. Hey.
Hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, stay tuned to Studio W Buzz. I am WB. This is Monday Night Madness. And like I said, like the professor said, we will continue part two of the legendary Smokey Robinson, the journey. We'll give you more information about that, how it started, and where it is right now, and everything in between. Exciting, exciting. So keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz.
Maybe you wanna give me a kiss of sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey is worse than none at all. Oh, girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe.
Second.